federal wildlife officials are planning to review the status of moose in Michigan and in three other Midwest states. This comes after the feds received what they say is substantial information in a petition from two environmental groups. The review could eventually lead to protections for moose, including threatened or endangered species status. State wildlife officials say there are around 500 moose in Michigan, all in the Upper Peninsula. To learn more here on our weekly environmental segment, Current State welcomes two guests. Dan Kennedy is the Endangered Species Coordinator in the Wildlife Division for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks, Mark.
And Drew Youngdyke is a spokesman for the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, which represents more than 40,000 hunters, anglers, trappers, and conservationists in the state. Hi, Drew.
Hi there.
Dan Kennedy, before we get into this process, this species assessment, it's called, in Michigan, we'll point out the other three states here too, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and North Dakota. As a specialist here in endangered or threatened species, what was your initial response when you heard this?
When I first heard about the petition to list the moose, I was pretty amazed. I didn't think that, I didn't know about that there were several different subspecies or potential subspecies of moose across North America. And so I was taken aback by the petition.
Mm. We will get into a little bit more detail as to the importance of what this subspecies is and try to clear that up. Help us understand what role the agency, the DNR, will play in this assessment.
Great question. So the Michigan DNR will, so the listing determination is up to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a federal, so it's been petitioned as a federally listed species. And the Fish and Wildlife Service wants to cooperate and collaborate with the states on getting the best available science. And the Michigan DNR looks forward to working with the service on gathering that information.
Drew Youngdyke, the MUCC is largely an advocate for hunters and anglers, but moose cannot be hunted in Michigan or in Minnesota, as I understand. What is the MUCC's interest in this?
Well, sure. Well, you know, we're a conservation group first and foremost, and, you know, hunters care about conservation first and foremost as well. So with moose, they're actually listed as a game species, but we don't have an actual hunting season for them because in order to hunt them a few years ago when they formed a panel to look at this, they wanted to make sure that their growth rate was strong, you know, that they were growing at a certain percentage yearly. And until we saw that, we didn't want to have a hunting season for them. So they're listed as a game species, but with no hunting season because their population wasn't where we wanted it to be.
What's the most desirable outcome for your organization here then? Would it be to increase the numbers of moose in Michigan to the point where hunting the animals could be justified?
Well, I think when you look at having a hunt for a species, what that says is that's a strong population of a species.
Sure.
You know, if we can responsibly have a hunt for them, then that's a strong species that's doing well. That's good for conservation.
Let's clarify how many moose there are here in Michigan. Dan, I know a 2015 survey indicated a decline of over 100 moose in the western UP from 2013. So for 2015, decline of 100 compared to 2013. The estimate was 451 in 2013 and 323 in 2015. Is that number lower still in 2016, or do we know? Is it lower, higher, about the same? What?
So we will be doing our surveys again this winter. So we didn't do them this past winter. So we will be doing surveys again and be able to get a gauge on where we're at this coming winter, in the winter of 2016 and 17. But the decline was actually not statistically different. So we believe there's a decline, but the statistics tell us that it's not statistically significant. And what we have is we have approximately 100 moose in the east end of the UP, approximately 325 in the west end of the UP, and about 1,300 on Isle Royal.
That is a lot of moose on Isle Royal. I know the population has gone up on Isle Royal. What's behind that?
Well, there's several things, but what the researchers believe is the primary cause is the reduction in the wolf population.
So the natural predator of the moose, that population has gone down.
Correct.
Describe, what do we know about the kind of information that the Fish and Wildlife Service received from these two groups? And I'll identify them. They are called the Center for Biological Diversity and a group called Honor the Earth. What kind of information did they present to Fish and Wildlife that it found compelling enough to launch this status review? Do you know?
So the service is a pretty low bar to meet the first step in the federal listing process. They can only review the information within the proposal and within their own files, and they determined that information was considered substantial and that it warranted additional investigation. And the primary issues that they covered was they went through the description of what the subspecies is, and then they also focused a lot on climate change and how a change in climate might affect moose in the United States.
Drew, I know MUCC has a couple of concerns involving the petition from these groups that involves these subspecies. Can you walk us through what those are?
Well, so the moose population in Michigan had an influx in the 80s, and Dan can probably talk about this a little bit too. But in 1985, we had a moose lift in that winter of 84-85. And the moose that were transplanted, it was a DNR effort. It was jointly funded by SCI, and we helped fund it a little bit too. But the moose came from all...
SCI is what?
Oh, sorry, Safari Club International.
Okay.
And the moose were brought in from Algonquin Provincial Park, which is in Ontario. When you look at that subspecies breakdown, Algonquin Provincial Park is in the eastern moose subspecies range, whereas this petition is for the northwestern subspecies of moose. So I think it's at least questionable that the moose that we have in the UP are the eastern subspecies, or probably at least a mix if there are some northwestern subspecies.
And it appears there's been a pretty dramatic decline in Minnesota. I want to say that I believe I've read that one, if not both of these groups, are particularly concerned about that subspecies that is in Minnesota. Do I have that right, Drew?
Right. The Minnesota...
Dan, I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Sure. I've talked to my counterparts in Minnesota, and they are worried about it. They've had a 60% decline in the moose population in their state, and they are concerned about that.
Now, you described yourself as being taken aback by this. Can we interpret that to mean you don't think a species assessment is justified here?
No, it's just that there are... 26 other federally listed species in Michigan that I spend my time on, and I just probably was just not up to speed on the moose, what was happening to moose in North America. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Drew, you are you saying that you don't think a species assessment is justified?
Well, whether or not they're doing the assessment, what's probably wouldn't be justified if they determine that we have the eastern subspecies of moose is they're looking at this as a distinct population segment for listing. It's likely then that the Michigan population of moose that's on the mainland of the Upper Peninsula isn't part of that same subspecies that,
gotcha.
That they've
okay.
requested. So at the very least, Michigan probably shouldn't be included in this listing if they move forward with it. And that's something just based on the moose we have here, where they came from in the 80s. But I think that's something that probably warrants a little more investigation.
We're talking about a planned federally led review of the status of moose in Michigan and three other states. We're talking with Dan Kennedy of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. You just heard Drew Youngdike of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dan, what do you feel is the optimal number? I mean, does DNR have an optimal number, the ideal number of moose that should be living in the state of Michigan?
I believe that there was a plan written a couple years ago where we identified a goal of 1,000 moose in the Upper Peninsula, on the mainland of the Upper Peninsula.
And we're at about 400 some now, is that it?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Probably, 400, 450. And the issue is that we have some error associated with our surveys because There's when we do our surveys, they're adjusted primarily for two main factors. It's called the sightability adjustment. It's whether or not you could see a moose. So it might be in some dense conifers and we can't see it. But we've done studies with radio telemetry to know and adjust when we do our surveys. We need to increase them by X percent because we can't see all the moose. And then the second part is that some moose, you know, you can't see them at some times of also during the day and also at night. So it's difficult to get. And the other part is that it depends if they're individual moose or in large groups of moose. Those two factors, the sightability and if they're in groups. And then so when we do our surveys, we adjust the numbers. So when we say 450, it's 450 plus or minus, you know, 100 or so.
Margin of error.
Correct.
What kind of role does MUCC envision here? Do you plan to play some kind of role in this species assessment, Drew?
Yes. Our group will be presenting comments on this during the public comment period. We also work with our national partners at the National Wildlife Federation. So we'll be coordinating with them, and we'll be working with the DNR. The DNR has excellent state-level biologists. It's part of the reason that we think it's appropriate that the DNR's professional state-level biologists are the ones who manage this moose population.
Well, we want to thank both of our guests. Drew Youngdike is with the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dan Kennedy is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We've been talking about a planned federally led review of the status of moose here in Michigan and in three other states. We'll try to stay in touch here. This is a kind of a long, drawn-out process. We'll try to stay in touch if we can as the process moves forward. We thank both of you for joining us today.
Thanks, Mark.
This segment is supported by the Michigan State University Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.